Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Standing on the mountain looking down on a city, the way he ought to be is a doggone.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Joel Abava is our guest, our good friend. He is the franchise king. He is the author of Become a Franchise Owner, a startup guide to lowering risk, making money, and owning what you do. Joel, thanks again for being here. Joel told us a great story, folks, in the last segment about somebody who called him and wanted to ask his advice, but the truth is they were already decided that they were going to buy this franchise, and it really didn't matter that Joel had good advice for them on how to minimize their risk. They were going to do it anyway. Joel, I love that story, and I don't think I've ever told, have I ever told you the story about the two ladies who wanted me to help them buy a jewelry store?
No. No, please.
So when I had my consulting company, these two ladies showed up, and I knew their husbands, and they had sent them to me. And they said, we want you to help us buy this store. And I knew the store. And I said, okay. I said, this was on a Monday. And I said, okay, here's some things I need you to get from me. They said they need the business plan. And I said, okay, here's some things I need you to get from me so I can help you. And I said, and I gave them a list of some things, some financial information, what they knew about the business and everything. And I said, and why don't we get back together on Thursday? And they said, well, that won't work. And I said, what do you mean? They said, because we're buying it on Friday.
Wow.
And I said, you've already determined that you're going to buy this business on Friday. Why are you here? They said, we need a business plan. And I said, you realize that what we're going to do together is going to help you determine how much of a risk you're going to be taking and whether you even should be buying the business or not. Or confirming your greatest wishes that it's a wonderful idea. You realize that that's what our work together is going to do, right? They said, well, yeah, I guess so. I said, so are you buying the business on Friday? They said, we're going to buy the business on Friday. I promise you, that's exactly how the conversation went. And I said to them, ladies, I wish you well, but I can't help you. And so if you want to do this the way I'm talking about, I'll help you. But otherwise, I'm afraid I can't be part of this because I got bad news for you. I don't think you'll be successful. I'm afraid you won't be successful. Well, of course, I'm not on their Christmas card list anymore. But they bought the business.
For jewelry, you're not.
They bought the business on Friday, and in 90 days, they were out of business.
Wow.
90 days.
Wow.
And I don't know what it cost their families, but it was a lot. Because, you know, you don't buy jewelry stores for nothing.
And unbelievable. So
they had no idea about what. And it was just, you know, that was just that kind of impulsiveness. It's not like, you know, folks, running a business is hard. Being a CEO of a small business is harder than being the CEO of Exxon or IBM or whoever. Joel, what do you think?
Yeah, the small business, because you're wearing so many hats.
Everything.
You have to know every aspect of the business. It's not just like you're the VP of operations at a company and that's all you focus on. It's challenging. It's good, but it's challenging.
Joel, what I want to change the subject for a couple of minutes. Anything new to report on the NLRB's assault on the franchise industry through the pressure they're putting on McDonald's?
Nothing new except that my inbox from the International Franchise Association newsletter is pretty much the same twice a week with we can't let the NLRB do this. It's been pretty much the same message.
Yeah.
Can you
explain what they're trying to do to the audience?
The NLRB is trying to make franchise organizations like McDonald's a joint employer where the NLRB is saying that McDonald's, as a corporation, has complete control over everything. So they are also the employer along with the franchisee, and it's the most ridiculous thing.
So the corporation in Chicago, I guess it's in Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago.
Is managing the part-time employee in Miami
of a
local franchise owner who owns one franchise, small business owner just like any of us, buys a franchise, managing, you know, he's got 30 employees, and 20 of them are part-time, and they're trying to say that the way that employee is essentially connected directly, not even dotted line, but direct line to the corporate headquarters.
Right. That the employee is an employee of McDonald's, not of ABC Franchising Corporation.
Primarily for purposes of organizing, right? The unions have got the NLRB's, the Obama administration's attention to try to unionize these people. But this is going to hurt all franchises. If they win, it's going to hurt all franchises, isn't it, Joel?
That's going to hurt the industry, because people that are about to risk a couple $100,000 or more are going to say, well, why do I want to do that? It's going to be like I'm under the wing of corporate 100%.
And this is 70, 80-year-old treatment of franchises that's never been questioned, isn't it, Joe?
No, it's ridiculous, so I hope it fails.
Yeah, we got to stop it, like you said.
Yeah.
TheFranchiseKing.com, that's how you say it, TheFranchiseKing.com. Hey, Joe, good job today. Come back soon.
All right, thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time. Joel LaBava, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.